Welcome back to the Facts About PACS podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Isler, NAPAC's Executive Director, and I'm joined by my co-host, Adam Belmar. You know, Adam, it's been a little bit since we've been back on the show together, my friend.
I know. It's been some very busy times, and we've been able to keep this show rolling. But it is so nice to be able to finally say that we and everyone in our audience is able to take a much-needed break.
Oh my gosh, I know. Just this week, everyone I've talked to is just so ready for Thanksgiving. And, you know, the federal spending can hasn't just been kicked down the road, Adam. It's really been kicked into next year, which is, I think we all feel a little thankful for that because we may actually be able to enjoy the holidays and catch our breath a little.
Yeah, and that is critical to what we all need to sustain ourselves. But even as we think about the people who are part of each one of our employee-funded and business trade association PACs, they're just like us. They're tired too. And they get to think about their Thanksgiving table and who's around it and why they're so grateful to be joining others or have them join them in their homes. And next year somehow is far enough away for us to hope that we can be taking care of ourselves and then taking care of our federal business. I think that, honestly, as lobbyists and PAC professionals move away from the city and move back to family, it gives us a chance here on this podcast, Michaela, to think about what we do to restore all the people that work on our staffs and all the people who are part of our programs. And I think we've, over the years, talked about this. It's about gratitude.
Yeah, you know, we just sent out our monthly resource email, and we really led with, from a position of gratitude. It's been, obviously for NABPAC, for sure, and the work we're doing, it's been an incredibly busy year. And I mean, I just have so much gratitude for the leadership of the organization who gives so much time and energy and effort outside of their full-time jobs and their home life and their family life to help advance, sort of the mission and the strategic priorities of NABPAC. I think as we think about our members and always trying to put ourselves in their shoes and understand the perspectives where they're coming from, making sure that we're providing as much resources and help to make it a little bit easier for them in their day-to-day. That's really been a real focus for us here at NABPAC, especially in these last couple of weeks.
Yeah. And then, for everybody listening who's thinking about their own PAC and their own members and how they're thanking them and communicating to them, it's a topic that we've talked about. In fact, I was looking back at the list of shows that we've done over the last year together since Thanksgiving of last year, and one of them stands out. You'll remember this, I know, because our friend Katie Anderson from Aristotle joined us to talk about, avoiding donor fatigue. And she had some great strategies in that episode. And I went back and listened to it. And I think people who are listening to us now might find that a really interesting re-listen on the Facts About PACS.
Yeah, I mean, just as much as we are considering where our members are in this moment and after such a, busy year, I think in this episode, Katie talks a lot about how she kind of advises her clients and PAC practitioners to really take preventative measures to keep those donors engaged and energized, because I know we're all feeling fatigue, they are too. And so putting yourselves in their shoes and, you can conduct a survey to understand why donors may be disengaging. This is kind of a good time to reset in the middle of the election cycle to kind of see where they need to be going into 2024.
Yeah, being heard is really important. And we do that at NABPAC. And I think a lot of the managers and practitioners of PACs who listen to this show are doing that and thinking about doing it again at the end of this year and asking people how they're feeling and assimilating that. And it's funny because one of the other things that Katie Anderson talked about in that episode was keeping a really compliant program and making sure that your integrity is strong and that you can proudly talk about it and point to compliance and help people understand when there are questions. And then she also recommends that you craft really personal and compelling appeals. And that means, for more than anything else, to my mind, you got to meet people where they are. And right now in Thanksgiving, we're going to be home. We're going to be thinking about our families, which means we're going to be thinking about giving. It's an end of year thing, right? This is not just a donation to a charity sometimes for people who are involved in PACs. It's an opportunity to do two things at once because you have a real matching vehicle with PAC Match. And I think Giving Tuesday and PAC Match go together.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, it really obviously ties in nicely after Thanksgiving. We've talked to so many of our members who have had really successful PAC Match programs this year. And I think even beyond just a general PAC Match program, we've even heard from some folks who have really implemented this sort of day of challenge. And yeah. So what a nice way on Giving Tuesday on November 28th to maybe, you know, I know it's just a couple of weeks away, but even to think about for next year, because you've got to get some time to plan and pull this off. But, you know, I think there's a real opportunity for even increased donor engagement and participation if you can leverage, something coming right off of Thanksgiving and capitalizing on this Giving Tuesday. I think there's a real strong benefit and way to tie that into your PAC programs.
Well, and I've had the opportunity to talk to a lot of practitioners and hear their stories about what compels their members to get involved in the giving, especially through the PAC Match. And when they're able to find and then contribute to the causes that really matter to them, they are super motivated. So they're already involved in the PAC and care about their company. They're engaged and they understand why the issues matter. The extra incentive is I'm philanthropic and maybe it is something that my wife and I are thinking has always been important for us, or it came up because of an association with sports or school or whatever. But when you have all those opportunities, you're already thinking that way on Giving Tuesday. You're thinking about that way as we come into Christmas and as things lighten up. I think it's great because even if we're just educating people about the fact that that exists, it's an incentive to help you get involved in the PAC, sure. It's also a great opportunity to expand how much you can do. And I think that's what people love the most about it. They literally are getting to do two great things that they want to be doing, and then they hear about that benefit. So
yeah,
I'm grateful on Thanksgiving for a lot of things, but all the work I do on PAC Match, quite honestly, it makes me feel like I wish everyone could benefit from that.
Yeah, a lot of lessons learned and weren't necessarily tied to Giving Tuesday, but I think it's a creative and fun way to sort of, like I said, engage in a little bit of a different way. I always think, Adam, David Schild, who is a frequent guest on the podcast, always talks about the importance of just sending a simple thank you note, you know, and I think even if we can't gear up for a PAC Match, like on a Giving Tuesday in just a couple of weeks, that hopefully all of our PAC managers are thinking a little bit more ahead to the end of the year. It's going to be here, what, 6 weeks from now? We're wrapping up 2023. And really, it doesn't cost a lot to sit down and put together a thoughtful, genuine thank you note to your donors they can give to anything at any time, and they chose to support the PAC and engage in the organization. And this is a perfect time to really get that teed up so that those go out by the end of the year and leaving them feeling really, you know, your donors feeling really good about coming back in 2024.
I went on a personal note to a night of trivia that we do on the reg, and there were a bunch of people sitting around where I live, and they were talking about the fact that they'd gotten some handwritten thank you notes from local candidates who they had supported in a recent election. And everybody was, and there were different candidates that were supported among these people, but that handwritten note came up in this situation where people talking about it, and it touches people and it means a lot. And I think whether you're involved in that kind of campaign or a PAC campaign, the handwritten note of thanks and appreciation goes a very long way.
Yeah, it's noticed. I mean, when you're getting a pile of junk mail and then you get a handwritten card from someone, I always pull it out and I'm excited to read it. I always want to send a thank you, though, for the thank you note.
Right? A perpetual gratitude cycle.
Well, I also, I mean, in the spirit of just Thanksgiving and giving back, you know, one thing I'm really proud about here at NAPAC is, you know, the leaders of this organization almost 20 years ago had the foresight to think about sort of the next generation of PAC managers. And, you know, we've been talking a lot, Adam, this year about really focused as an organization on building a pipeline into this profession. And we had an opportunity to recognize just a spectacular young woman this week. Her name is Rachel Howell, a graduate of Howard University, who now attends GW. And through our partnership that was formed in 2007, a scholarship was created in the name of Jan Barron, longtime election law attorney and NAPAC general counsel. You know, we award a scholarship in the amount of $5,000 every year to a deserving student. And Rachel just really rose to the top of applicants and really just deserved this award. And so actually, Jan Barron and his wife, Catherine, were able to join us at the event. We had probably about 120 both NAPAC members and GW students and prospective students.
That's fantastic.
Really just was to celebrate.
Was Jeff Zeebart there?
He was. Jeff,
we can name drop Jeff Zeebart, your direct predecessor and another luminary in NAPAC history.
Yes.
It's great that all those folks come together after all that time to continue to try and build people into this industry and make sure that educational paths exist.
Yeah. And, you know, she really took advantage of the opportunity to network in the room and talk to a lot of us about the PAC profession and government relations. She currently works at the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation. So she's, you know, already in the biz a little bit. And I think she's a real rising star. But it was just so nice to know that the work that we do and, you know, while to us may seem like a small amount of money, really, she was so appreciative of the recognition and the scholarship. And so we were pleased to be able to do it, especially this close to Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And everybody who listens to this show knows that we talk about this scholarship each year. And we've had some phenomenal people who have come through, who we've been able to interact with. It has been compounded, I think, in being special by your service at the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University. And you continue to do your part to be there to help educate folks about what our profession is.
And it was also awesome, Adam. We had a couple of our members and board members who are past recipients of the Jan Barron Scholarship. So Ethan Easterwood, who is on our board of directors and now runs the political programs over at Blue Origin, was there to kind of give a few remarks just about what the scholarship meant to him, you know, several years ago and how that really sort of parlayed into his career choice and continuing in the PAC space. And then a guest on this show in the past, Adrienne Marks over at Visa.
Absolutely.
She's one of our co-chairs of our DE&I task force. She too was a recipient a couple of years ago. And man, I tell you what, she's networking that room. She's good at that.
I'll tell you what, if you're a scout, if you're scouting PAC talent, this is where you go. This is your Rose Bowl.
So yeah, so it was a lovely night, and I'm really proud of the work that NAPAC is doing to help cultivate our future PAC professionals.
Well, it's been really great, like you said, to be back together on the air here. We've had a lot of important topics, from the election to even something that might come in handy, as you alluded at the top of the show, survival strategies for a government shutdown, right? File that away. Mm-hmm. It's ready. It's waiting. You can download it and listen to it again in January if you have to.
Well, and Adam, I would just be remiss if I didn't take a moment to, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, to thank not only you for being such a great partner and executive producer on the podcast, but also for all of our loyal listeners who join us every week. I mean, Adam, I know you and I talk about this, but our numbers continue to just climb, and we are so fortunate and feel so appreciative that we have folks that jump on every week and take a listen to what we have to say. It means a lot to us.
Facts.
So, Adam, just wishing you and everyone in our audience a really genuinely a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving. And we look forward to meeting you right back here after the holiday.